Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, May 9th. We prepare for a new week of trading after stocks continued to post losses on Friday to end a whirlwind of a week. All three major indices finished on Friday in the red. Bill, let's jump into a new week with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you? Yeah, the markets are ugly this morning. We're down 1.71%. That's pretty low. It was lower. We actually, on the SPY, we actually hit 402.69. Now we're at 404.30. So it's a little bit of a bounce back. But yeah, I mean, these, concerns over interest rates rising, that's an issue. Nobody's believing Jerome Powell and the Fed about a soft landing. Nobody thinks he can do it. So that's concerned. You see the yield on the 10-year treasury note, that's increased to 3.195%. You're looking at oil prices, they're down, more than 2% this morning. The European exchanges are pretty weak. I look at Tokyo last night, Tokyo dropped 2.5%. They were down 684 points. I look at London this morning. They're down 1.78% or 131 points. Germany's down 231 points or 1.7%. So, yeah, the European exchanges are not holding up. China was up a little bit. But China does have some issues going on there because those lockdowns and those, supply chains are being hurt due to their shutdown of the economy because of their COVID pandemic. And it could lead to, in what they're doing now, could lead to even more shutdowns throughout that country. So COVID is a big concern over in China, and their response to it is even a bigger concern. And that's now starting to affect global markets. That combined with interest rates, comments about stagflation, they're hurtful to the market, and that's to the market direction. So, yeah, we are seeing a red day today, and I don't know if we'll be able to pull out of this downward spiral today. I'd like to think so, but it's going to be hard, Emily.
Well, and even in an ugly market, there is still earnings being released, and looking at those to base off some catalysts, maybe seeking out some good news in those earnings to give us some indicator of economic health and strength in the corporate sector. So, Bill, let's take a look at what earnings action we should be watching today.
Let's talk chicken. Tyson Foods, they beat by 38 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. In fact, they see the full year 2022 of revenue coming in between $52 billion to $54 billion. Now, the street's estimate was 51.79, so that's a nice uptick. Think of the chicken wars at McDonald's and Burger King and what have you. The chicken on the at the grocery store. Yeah, chicken. It's selling. They are able to pass on the elevated prices they're experiencing onto the consumer, and people are still buying chicken. The U.S. consumer continues to drive this market. So I can't be too shy on this market right now. We're talking Jones Lang and LaSalle. Let's stick her JLL. This is when I was watching it, but I got a little scared. But these guys beat by $1.22, and they did it on higher revenue. Stock hasn't opened up for trading yet. Palantir, this is ticker PLTR. Paul, Larry, Tom, Richard, they missed by 2 cents, but they did that on higher revenue. You're looking at the stock, though, this morning. It's down 13.5%. We're looking at Kandi Technologies. That's ticker KNDI. Kilo, Nancy, David, India, they beat by 6 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. That stock is up 3.69%. What else do I have? BNTX, Biotech, they delivered a beat of €9.85, and they did that on higher revenue. You look at that stock this morning, it's up 1.5%. Now, they already came out and they said, hey, for the full year, revenue is going to be down a bit. But that's not enough. They delivered a really strong report, they really did do a deliver a strong beat. So you're seeing some positive momentum in BNTX this morning. Let's move on to what's coming up. Norvax, that's ticker NVAX, Nancy Victor, Apple X-Ray. Their EPS estimate is $3.33, and the expected move here is 15.15%. Shockwave Medical, that's ticker SWAV, Sam William, Apple Victor. EPS estimate is 19 cents, and the expected move is 15.56%. Valvoline, that's ticker VVV, Victor. EPS estimate is 48 cents, and the expected move here is 8.74%. XPO Logistics, that's ticker XPO, X-Ray Paul Oscar. EPS estimate here is 94 cents, and the expected move here is 11.37%. And let's round this off by Ring Central, ticker RNG, Richard Nancy Grace. Their EPS estimate is 34 cents, and the expected move here is 17.34%, Emily.
And shifting to economic events now, you told us in your introduction that treasury yields and inflation are sort of continuing to weigh on the minds of investors. So watching economic events will continue to provide important insights for investors on the health of the economy. So, Bill, what economic report should we keep an eye on today?
Well, you know, today at 10 a.m., we have the wholesale inventory. That's the preliminary number for May that's coming out. You know, at 8:45 this morning, you know, Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neel Kashkari is going to be giving another speech. Remember, he spoke on Friday. And in that speech, this guy pushed back on many of these hawkish ideas coming from some of these Fed Bank presidents. You know, he came out and said that the Fed is way behind in the battle to control inflation. He said that, you know, the Fed's forward guidance has actually succeeded in pushing up long-term rates adjusted for inflation, you know, up too close to what he believes to be a neutral level. So, you know, when you have James Bullard or Christopher Waller, who are both the St. Louis Fed people, talking about how the need for interest rates need to go, you know, sky high, remember, that will crush the economy. That will crush the jobs market. It's not a good idea. What Paul Volcker did in the 80s does not mean it was successful. It just means it took longer for inflation to get under control. Had he had just let Adam Hand's invisible hand run through the economy, perhaps we wouldn't have gone through such a deep and dark recession back in 1980. So I like what Neel Kashkari is saying here. I think he's one of the smartest guys on the Fed. Also, we got that CPI reading on Wednesday morning. That's going to be a key one. It's supposed to be coming in a lot lighter than what the one from March was. So, you know, the April CPI, expect that to be a good number that I think is going to actually cause this market to bounce Wednesday when it's released. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic news, Emily.
And as we try to navigate out of the red and make some smart investing and trading decisions, we're watching the earnings data coming out. We're watching the economic data, as you said, looking for information and catalysts to make smart, informed trades on the day. And another thing that we can be watching are the latest market moving headlines coming out of different sectors, segment, events, press releases, guidance news, buyback, mergers. All of this stuff is coming in all the time. And in order to sift through that, using your newswire alerts allows you to do that and to get that information so you can keep a read on what's going on. Bill, I know you're watching your newswire alerts today. So tell us, what else do you see as possibly moving markets?
Yeah, I'm looking at my newswire alerts. I'm looking at my FANG stocks. I'm looking at the S&Ps. The S&Ps are down 1.74%. I'm looking at the FANG stocks. They're down. Almost all of them are down like 2%. This morning. So it's not going to be a strong opening, but I'm looking at the news behind the FANG stocks, and, you know, Rivan is one of them, ticker RIVN. Now, remember, Amazon's a big shareholder of Rivan. Remember that, you know, they made $11 billion off the IPO. But those valuations are really going to start hurting them today because, you know, that IPO, the lockup period for Rivan stock has expired. And many institutions are starting to sell their positions. So Rivan, you know, that stock is going to get hit today, as well as Amazon, because they have one of the bigger holdings of that stock. And also, you know, a U.S. labor official believes that Amazon violated federal law during mandatory staff meetings that it held in New York to discourage unionization. This could bite Amazon, you know, when they start messing with the government, that's for sure. let's take a look at some news on Apple. I mean, these Chinese engineers, they're keeping the products flowing. They're keeping, you know, the Apple iPhones continuing to be manufactured in China, even though the U.S. engineers can't fly into China. They're not allowed to, so they're doing over video calls. But so far, things have been production volumes seem to be pretty good. Netflix, just something to keep in mind, is Disney's earnings, ticker DIS. Their earnings are coming out this week. Could be able, you know, pull Netflix out of the mud if they're strong and shows a lot of user growth. Talking about some Dow Jones 30 news articles, JP Morgan, along with Ford, is planning to sell roughly 22 million shares of Rivan today. There it is. There's two institutions. You know, there's 80 million shares at risk here. And, you know, these two institutions have already kind of announced that they're going to be selling a part of or all of their stake. So that total is 22 million. Not positive for the shares of Rivan. But I think that's a positive for JP Morgan, actually. Verizon, ticker VZ, Victor Zebra, they agreed to help, you know, as part of that bipartisan infrastructure law. They're going to be doing their part to help people connect to high-speed internet throughout the country. In terms of merger news, LabCorp, this ticker LH, Larry Henry, they acquired Diagnostic Chemical Laboratory Services from AtlantiCare. Ticker IEP, India, Edward Paul, this is Icon Enterprises. They're extending and they an amended tender offer to Southwestern Gas. And Rogers Communications and Shaw Communications, these are two of Canada's biggest internet telecom providers. They're set to merge. However, this $16 billion telecom deal is at risk over antitrust concerns, so this might fall apart. Let's talk about a little guidance news. Palantir, that's ticker PLTR, Paul, Larry, Tom, Richard. They're seeing Q2 revenue, base case, $470 million. Now, the consensus street estimate out there is $483.84 million. So that's a downtick, not positive. Cody, on the other hand, the makeup company, that sticker COTY, Charlie, Oscar, Tom, Yellow, they raised their full year 2022 adjusted EPS view to 23 cents to 27 cents. Now, the consensus estimate is 27 cents, but their view was an uptick from where they were earlier, which was 22 cents to 26 cents. So either way, that's a penny higher. Gets them closer to the street estimates. Charlie, Tom, Victor, CTV, this is Invid. They're seeing Q2 revenue coming in 33 to 35 million. Now, the street estimate out there is 27.65 million. And DraftKings, that's ticker DKNG, David Kelo, Nancy Grace. You know, they're seeing their outlook improving. Now, they raised their 2022 revenue to $192 billion to $2.025 billion. Now, the street estimate is 1.98. So, yeah, that's an uptick. I think you could start seeing, hopefully we start seeing a turnaround in DraftKings this year. Talk about some shareholder events and industry meetings. You know, Jack Henry, is having a virtual investors day today. That's ticker JHKR. They're having their investors day today at 2 p.m. And then later today at 12 noon, International Paper, ticker IP, India Paul, they're going to be having their annual shareholders meeting. That's going to happen at noon. And Uber, ticker UBER, they're holding their annual shareholders meeting at 2 p.m. today. Problem with Uber is they're cutting costs. They're cutting costs and drivers and, and they're scaling back hiring, you know, basically because they want to start showing profitability by this year. So they're making some hard decisions. Stock's trading off this morning, but that could be temporary. We're talking about buyback news. Rand Capital, that's ticker RAND, Richard Apple, Nancy David, board renews their share repurchasing program of up to 1.5 million in common stock. Piper Sandler, that's ticker PIPR, Paul India, Paul Richard, they announced 150 million share buyback. And Enterprise Financial Services, that's ticker EFSC, Edward, Frank, Sam, Charlie, they announced a 2 million share buyback. In terms of catalyst events going on, EJR, Edward, John, Richard, Citibank, I just placed the stock in a 30-day positive catalyst watch. for Ambev shares. So you want to keep an eye on ticker EJR today. Emily, that's what I have for you in terms of the hot news hitting my alerts this morning.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day on this Monday?
Yeah, market's down 1.69%, and I have to pick a long for today. I'm going with Coca-Cola. That's ticker KO, Kilo Oscar. You know, the fact is this morning it was added to the Bank of America US 1 focus list. That's an impressive list to be on. You don't get there if you're not doing something right. I looked at the option data. Option data looks positive. You know, I'm happy about that. I really want to get in under, to get into this stock, I really need to get in under 64 because of market conditions. But I do think, you know, that we could see a little pop in the stock in the short term here. So I'm sticking with Coca-Cola, KO, Kilo Oscar as my pick of the day today, Emily.
And coming up, we will recap Friday's pick of the day. Ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Tyson Foods, second quarter sales, profit boosted by higher prices. They passed those prices along. That was a positive. ICE, ticker ICE, launched its first natural-based solutions for carbon credit futures contract. I see Wells Fargo up... Upgraded match, ticker MTCH, on compelling valuation. Etsy, ticker ETSY, they're setting their sights on male shoppers. Party City, ticker PRTY, stocks fallen after wider than expected loss and sales miss. Ticker SBH, Sam Boy Henry, that's the Sally's Beauty. They're going to be meeting with Oppenheimer. They're going to be doing this tomorrow, it looks like. Elsie Nutrition receives formal listing approval for cereals on Kroger.com. Kroger sticker KR. Cisco, the food manufacturer, that's ticker SYY, Sam Yellow Yellow. Earnings are coming out. They're priced for a 6% move when their earnings are released. Sam Yellow Yellow. I think they're coming out tomorrow. Disney IMAX announced a $33 million opening for the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Ticker IMMX, India Michael X-Ray. They just announced a 1 million share repurchase. You know, Blue Apron, this is ticker APRN, Apple, Paul, Richard, Nancy. They're expecting to grow their customer base sequentially in Q2, according to the CEO. GoodRx, ticker GDRX, they named former Uber Grocery new verticals chief Raj Berry as COO. Brinks, ticker BCO. Mark Eubanks is assuming the role of president and CEO effective May 6th. Tyson Foods targets $1 billion plus in productivity gains by the end of 2024. That's what I have for you in terms of news in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
And Bill, before we kick off the regular trading session to start the week on this Monday, let's check in on Friday's pick of the day, which was Helios Technologies, ticker HLIO. The company is scheduled to release earnings today after the bell, and they have an earnings call scheduled for tomorrow. The expected 2022 Q1 EPS is 96 cents. The reported EPS for the same quarter last year was 99 cents. The expected revenue is just more than $221 million. Bill, it was quite an end of the week last week. So how did your call end up working out?
It actually worked out. I mean, you know, the stock opened up at $68.75, and I was saying under 60. Nine. So, you know, it opened up at 68.75. So that was a positive. And it did hit a high that day of $69.38. So, yeah, that's about 1%. But it closed, you know, just shy of the opening price at $68.68. So, yeah, we're waiting for it to start trading today. But It was, you know, barely made the 1%, but it was positive on Friday, even though Friday was a disastrous market. And I noticed that pick from Thursday shot up like $16 on Friday when the market started opening. So I guess that was McKesson, ticker MCK. But, so both those picks did okay. I mean, they were both positive. So that's what I'm looking for, Emily.
Yep. And in a market, like we said, at the end of the week, those are definitely wins. We will check in with you tomorrow about today's Coca-Cola pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.